to church tonight. Man, it's Saturday night. You don't need to go to church tonight. I know it, but I'm going anyway. I want to tell you something, brother. There's some things in this world that money and music can't buy. You know what? There's some treasures I can lay up in heaven that the world can't get, that a thief can't steal, that moth and rust can't corrupt. There's just something about this kingdom of God that reaches down deep in my soul and stirs me to a greater service unto God. Why? Because I've laid off the yokes of bondage and I've taken up my cross. And many of you have given yourselves in this life to take up your cross and give yourself to the kingdom of God. And I pray that God will raise up young men to preach the gospel and do the same thing. Don't you? My God, how we need laborers in the vineyard that will give themselves to the cause of Christ. Give themselves to the cause. I close with this, and I've done went over long than I aim to, but several years ago, I was the power company sent me up on the Ohio River to do some engineering work. And so just across the Ohio River is the state of Indiana, and so we were doing some work back and forth across there. And so it got to be Friday afternoon, and I was ready to come home, and a man that we were working with come and said, "We've got to get this done because, you know, we've got a deadline to meet." And I said, "Well, I have to go home this afternoon because I have to go to church tomorrow, Saturday." He said, "Man, you can't do that." He said, we've got to have this done." I said, "No." I said, "I'm fixing to leave here." And I said, "I've got to go to church tomorrow. I'm telling you the truth. That's the reason." He said, "I've heard all sorts of excuses, but I never heard about going to church." Finally, a man that was above him in rank and superiority came there, an older gentleman, very distinguished looking man. Came up and he said, "They tell me you're not going to be here tomorrow." And I said, "No, sir. I'm fixing to leave and go home." I said, "I've got to go to church tomorrow." He said, "You going to church tomorrow?" And I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "You are either a Seventh-day Adventist or a hard-shelled Baptist. Which one?" He said, which one are you?" I said, "I'm the latter." I said, "What do you know about hard-shelled Baptists?" He said, "John R. Daly was my mama's pastor when I was a little boy." He said, I've heard him preach when my feet wouldn't touch the floor. And he said, "I cherish the memory of those great days when I went to church with mama and heard those great men preach." But he says, "I've lived such a life and my life is in such shambles." So he says, "I can't be a member of the church." And he says, "I understand that very ably." He says, "I wished I could undo some of the things that I've done. But," he said, "I can't." But he said, "I'm going to tell you right now, I've never forgot that great experience that I had when I first come to understand the doctrine of salvation by grace." He said, "It delivered me in such a wonderful and blessed way." And he said, "I've never forgot it." He said, "You go on, you go to church." And he said, "I'll pay you just the same." Bless his heart. I never saw him again. And I don't know where he went or where he came from. But I want to tell you right now, that brother meant something to me that day. And I want you to understand today, brothers and sisters, tonight, that there are ways that we can be bound in this world. We can put yokes on ourselves and we can yoke others with burdens that they can't bear. But bless your heart, there's a yoke that Jesus said, if you're laboring and heavy laden, if you feel that way, he said, "You come to me." And he said, "I'll give you rest. You take my yoke upon you. My yoke's easy and my burden's light, and you'll find rest to your souls." And may God help us tonight to cast off the shackles and the bondages of this world and come and put our heads in the yoke of that man that'll not only pull the load but also bear the load. Thank God for that yoke that we can bear, that is easy and light, because we've got one working by the side of us that'll not only pull the load also bear the load. Thank you, and may God bless you. I've enjoyed trying to preach to you tonight. Pray for me, and may God bless you is my prayer. Brother Parker.
Bless your heart. I'm not going to preach to you. I feel like it, though, after that. Jesus said, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me." Yeah. Have you ever learned too much about him? Do you know enough? Have you come to the point that you say, "Well, Lord, I got it all. I've learned everything I need to know." I haven't. And you haven't either. It's a continual process as long as we journey here in this life to learn of him. And there's a lot of ways we learn of him, and I believe he's the master teacher in our experiences along the journey of life. And hearing his word, hearing his men preach, we're learning of him and then putting it to practice in our life. He's teaching. He's leading and guiding. And I'm glad that we have his word, we have the Holy Ghost, we have Jesus in that character of the Holy Ghost to guide us and lead us and teach us. And what wonderful experiences we've had and do have in bearing his yoke. We're going to have a formal handshake tonight, but we want to sing 136, Wonderful Jesus. Wonderful Jesus. Wonderful Jesus, glorious friend, he will be with me unto the end, cheering, upholding, keeping me strong, fearless and loyal, shielding from wrong. Wonderful Jesus, marvelous King, ever his praise my spirit shall sing. When I behold his glorified face, power shall praise him. Wonderful grace, wonderful Jesus, showing the way into the blessed kingdom of day, guiding my footstep, holding control, making me happy, keeping me home. Wonderful Jesus, glorious King, ever his praise my spirit shall sing. When how I shall praise his wonderful grace, wonderful Jesus, all through the night. He will enfold me, giving me light. Then when the morning breaks on the shore, this he will whisper, mine evermore. Wonderful Jesus, marvelous King, ever his praise my spirit shall sing. When I behold his glorified face, how I shall praise his wonderful grace. Remember that we roll the clocks back 1 hour. You fall back 1 hour. So if you do it right now, it's just a quarter till, it's just 20 till 7.
And I was so long
time. Well, we got some folks at the... They don't live around the corner. They got about an hour drive back. I know Brother Woody. Look at him smile. You see him? Sister Francis. It's been a good day, wonderful day. We'll meet back here tomorrow, Lord willing, at 10:30. Singing begins at 10:30. Preaching around 11 o'clock. Is there anything else? Yeah, go ahead, Brother Don.
The Lord willing, next Sunday, the community church will have the ordinance of baptism. Sister Lois Jones is showing there tonight this morning at community, but she'll be baptized. They'll be going on with that. Lord will baptize the next Sunday morning at Dobbins Church building there near the building. And their baptism was at 10 o'clock.
Brother Dan, there may be some who will be here tomorrow. Let me thank you for letting me come again. But any of you that would visit with us at any time that you can, let me say that our doors are always open to you. Brother Parker, Brother Mann, and others over the years have visited our part of the country and maybe some of you all, but we'd be more than happy to have you come and visit with us at any of our meetings. We meet somewhere right close there every Sunday. But, if you could visit with us, our doors would always be open to you. We have 10 places for you to stay. Thank you for letting me come again. May God bless you is my prayer. Thank you.
Let us look to the Lord and be dismissed. Our Father in heaven, eternal, all-wise, holy God, Lord Jesus, our blessed, holy Redeemer, eternal Spirit, our life-giver, our guide, our pilot, our teacher. We come before thee to give thee thanks for thy goodness in our life, for the blessings of being together this day, hearing thy gospel. Thank thee, Lord, for everyone that has come to be with us, for the joy that we've experienced today and in the past, for thy kingdom upon this earth, and may she flourish like a rose in the desert. Lord, add to us, waken thy people to the responsibility. Send those that would love thy cause. May the gospel have freedom and liberty to be preached wherever. Lord, we know that it's not in our hands, though we have a responsibility, but we must wait for thee and wait upon thee. Lord, be with each one as we depart this night. Give us a safe journey. Bring us back tomorrow in thy providence. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to talk to him.